This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ever since word broke that Ontario Power Generation wants the government of Canada to go ahead and give a green light to build an underground storage site for nuclear waste less than a mile from Lake Huron, Michigan's representatives on Capitol Hill have been mounting a constant effort to keep the facility from being built. The latest salvo comes now from Congressman Dan Kildee, who is with us now. Congressman, we know now we're at the point where the Canadian Environmental Minister is going to decide the fate of this underground facility at Kincardine, Ontario. What is your latest initiative?
Well, our effort now is to get citizens engaged. We've raised this at the level of the U.S. Congress. We've introduced two different pieces of legislation. One, actually, I'll introduce in a couple of weeks to deal with this. But we know that the most important voices are the voices of the people of our state. And so we're asking them, if they are concerned about this, which obviously I think they should be, to write to the Ministry of the Environment in Canada and simply ask them to do that which they have yet to do, and that is consider another site for this nuclear waste, which will be radioactive for 10,000 years. Just look for a different site. I think it's a pretty simple request. And if the voices of the people of Michigan are heard, and our friends to the north, our neighbors, are listening, I think they'll pay attention.
The deadline for this is what?
Well, December 2nd is the date that the Ministry of the Environment has set as the deadline for them to make a determination on this question, which is interesting because initially it was supposed to be this summer, but the question is so contentious in Canada, not just here in the U.S., but in Canada, that the Ministry of the Environment decided to hold off until after their national elections that are taking place this fall. You know, they didn't want to see this issue become politicized. Well, you know, that's an indication that there is not broad support for this, even on their side of the border. It's not U.S. versus Canada question, and it's not a Democratic or a Republican issue. My legislation has equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans as co-sponsors. So this is one of those times when our interest and our obligation to protect the Great Lakes transcends our time on this earth, and we ought to be thinking about generations to come. And if we do, we know we would never put nuclear waste less than a mile from the greatest freshwater source on the planet.
Congressman, I have to wonder, can you or have you or any other members of Michigan's delegation on Capitol Hill ask for a face-to-face with Canada's environmental minister?
Well, we have asked, and I've had discussions with representatives of the Canadian government. Interestingly, I'd asked for a meeting with the ambassador and haven't been able to get that. I have taken to communicating with an ally on the Canadian side, and that's a member of parliament, a gentleman by the name of Brian Massey, who represents the Windsor area. So the Canadian government, they get where we're coming from on this, but we have not had the kind of access to their government. Of course, they see a member of the United States Congress. Their first instinct, perhaps, is not to engage. And that's why we feel that the voices of the people of our state, while our voices may be more well recognized, the voices of the people of the state in large numbers could be a more effective tool than political figures on our side of the border.
So bottom line, by September 1st, you're saying people in Michigan who care about this issue need to write to the Canadian Environmental Assessment Agency. Can they also be emailed?
They can email, and if they go to my congressional website, they can go to the statement that I just recently released, and they can either write a letter and send it or send an email. But I just think a letter makes a difference.
Congressman Dan Kildee, Democrat from Flint, with the latest in the ongoing effort to shut down plans to build that nuclear waste storage site underground less than a mile from Lake Huron. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Thank you very much.